identify as a guy, a cisgender, actually, and yeah, I had to look it up. It means I kept the same sex as I got tagged with when I was born. I'm pretty happy with the designation. Not planning to start experimenting at my advanced age, not having gender doubts, not really worried about others who do. Folks have to figure this stuff out themselves, and it probably doesn't help one bit that we've politicized the journey for these people. Hard enough without the whack jobs taking their jabs, passing their laws, and generally just being, oh, for want of a better word, unchristian. Live and let live, do unto others, all that peace and love stuff. Let's just learn to get along, children. I know, for some it's really hard to accept the idea of a man wanting to be a woman, or vice versa. But come on, you've all known people who were caught in between hormones. Tomboys, sissy guys, macho women, some who loved people of their own sex, some who wanted to be the other sex, some who couldn't make up their minds, some who love both. Yeah, it's a complicated world for sure. And if the pronoun preference bugs you, okay, I get it. But look, not too many years ago, gays were relegated to the closet. For a long time, it was illegal to love someone of your own sex. Seems like ages ago, but believe me, it was yesterday. And worse, it still is yesterday for a lot of states in these not very United States. Uganda just passed anti-gay laws, some that trigger a death penalty. We got nations that are anti-woman, much less gender-bending. In this country, we like to think of ourselves as enlightened, progressive, although progressive is now a pejorative word in plenty of sectors. Movies, the internet, television, streaming, you name it. Pretty much an across-the-board acceptance of LGBTQ, YA, 2S+, the plus being a catch-all for whatever part of the sexual spectrum we missed. But now we have a political party that thinks demonizing Hollywood or Disney or permissive parenthood is a path to winning offices in the land of grievances. Too late, boys. Your hormones are too toxic. Plus, you're on the wrong side of history. Homosexuality isn't going away. Trans aren't either. The closet doors are open, fellas, and if you look close, you'll find a few of your friends and family. You might even, if you open your eyes, find yourself. Scary, I know.